So this week, the beginning of the parsha talks about Tumas Kohen, the prohibition against a Kohen coming into contact with dead bodies. So I'd like to start with the following riddle, so to say. How is it possible for a non-Kohen to get Malkus, to be liable for Tumas Kohen? I don't have time for a lot of suggestions. It's 50 minutes here. Any suggestions? How can a Yisrael, meaning a non-Kohen, violate the Isra of Tumas Kohen? And the answer is not that he's a Nazir, because that's not Tumas Kohen, that's Tumas Nazir. So I would like to read you a Rambam. Unfortunately, I can't find the actual Rambam on the shelf, so I'm going to read it off of here. This is the Rambam Hilchos Avil, the Laws of Mourning, Paragim HaHalachei. Hametame es a Kohen. If somebody makes a Kohen tame, im hayushnei mezidim, if both of them are mazed, meaning the Kohen knows full well, he says, drive me right into that cemetery. So the Kohen gets Malkus for violating Tumas Kohanim. Vizeshetimo over a Lifnei Evil Sidin Nusso. And the guy who drove him into the cemetery violates Lifnei Evil. But Haya Kohen Shogeg, but the Kohen doesn't know that he's going into a cemetery. Or I'm not sure what the, you know, what the exact parameters of Shogeg here. I don't know if it's the regular laws of Shogeg. Somehow, the Kohen doesn't know that he's going into a cemetery. He doesn't know about the prohibition. Zeshetimo Mazin, and the guy who brought him into the cemetery, meaning the non-Kohen, is intentional. Zeshetimo Loke, the guy who, the Yisrael, who brings him into the cemetery, gets Malkus. So I'm going to use this as kind of an introduction to put a perspective on a different question, but just to use that as a contrast. Okay? Not only does Tumas Kohanim come up at the beginning of the parsha, but there's a drasha from Emor, the word Emor, and it says Va'amar Ta, so it's Lahazir Gedolim Malakatanim, to warn the Gedolim, meaning the adult Kohanim, not to let the children Kohanim come into contact with the dead body. And this is in the midst of a discussion about how far we have to go to prevent minors, meaning non-bar mitzvah people from violating our mitzvahs. And the Gemara brings up three different situations. Okay, the first situation is what we call sakina beidai. That's the bottom case in the Gemara. You actually went, you know, you did something to not only encourage a kid to, you know, basically you fed him the food. You fed him the non-kosher food. You took the Kohen Katan, the minor Kohen, into the cemetery, things like that. That's level one. Level two is Osa al Das Oved. The child, nobody enabled him to do anything. Why is he doing it? Why is he turning on that light over there? Because he knows that if he does it, his father is going to give him an extra candy later on. Or the father's just going to give him a smile for turning on the light. That's Osa al Das Oved. And then the third case is the Gemara starts with Katan Ochel Nevelos. The kid, you know, whatever, he found some non-kosher food on the floor. This is before the days of when they knew about bacteria or whatever. I don't know. He got his hands on some non-kosher food. And do we have to stop him from eating it? So those are the three lines. So the Gemara seems to say that the following, that it's for sure usher to feed him beidayim, to give him something that's non-kosher, that's for sure problematic. Katan ochel nevelos, we seem to paskin, ein beisim mitzivin lafrisha. We don't have to stop him from doing it. And then also that's aviv, if he does it, you know, with his father's encouragement, even though it was a tacit encouragement, he's doing it because he knows that his father's going to be proud of him. So that's also a problem.
When Shabbos, you're going to tell your kids you're not alive.
Right. So it'd be like that would be right. To tell him to turn it on would definitely be also not yeah. But even if he didn't tell him, but he knows he's a smart kid and he knows that he's doing it because his father's going to be proud.
But it's not like the first case where you actually
right. So let's see what are the different levels. So the Ritva. The Ritva says that if you look in the third source, so it's usher to feed him or to tell him to eat something. Okay, and then You know, in the case of Ochel Nevelos, so the Ritva is more machmir. We'll see others. The Rambam, if you look in source 4, Katan Ochel Echem Ochel the source Osha Osim Malach B'Shavus Im Beisim Metzuyin Lafrisho. Right, the Bezin does not have to separate him. Meaning, they see him violating Avera. Bezin really means everybody. Meaning, it's not a. There's no Bezin. Nobody's taking him to court. It means, you know, the Jewish people as a whole. They see a kid violating Avera, just leave him alone. Okay. So the Ritva says that feeding it to him though is d'oraisa. So the Rambam does not say that. And why is that important? Meaning, why do I know that the Rambam should go out of his way to say it if it were to be, an Isser d'oraisa, what should the Rambam say? The same thing that he said where I quoted earlier. Right? If you're going to say that feeding it to him is as if you're eating it yourself, so in the same way, if you bring the Kohen into the cemetery, so it's as if you were Matame yourself, and even though you're not Chayev at all in the Maskonim, you caused the Kohen to violate the Avera, so you get Malkus for it. So if the Rambam took feeding a kid to the same level, you would expect him to say here something that either you get Malkus or you don't get Malkus because the kid wouldn't have gotten Malkus if you know, the kid's not a Bar Chiyuva. Rambam doesn't say any of that, which leads one to the impression that according to the Rambam, feeding the kid might only be an Isser D'Rabbanan. The Ritva holds us an Isser D'Oraisa. And then the Ritva in source 2 takes it a step further. In the case of Osal Das Aviv, so he says that there's no difference between Machila Be'adayim and Osal Das Aviv. The Ritva says, Yikasha Omeid Aviv Olav Magala Daito Denichale Shiyasa Hareu Ka'omer Lokumaseh. If the kid knows that the father's going to be proud of him for violating Avera, it's as if he told him, go and do it. And we know that go and do it is like feeding a Timbi a dime. So this kind of puts a real damper in those who believe that you can tell a little kid, I'll talk about older kids in a minute, you can tell a little kid to, whatever, the light's on, to turn it off. Well, let's say to turn it on for a minute, because turning it on is d'oraisa. And it seems that everybody agrees that you can't do that. Whether that's an Isser D'Oraisa to tell a kid to do it or not, that might be a Machlokas Ram and the Ritva, but everyone agrees that it's awesome. Now, what happens if we're dealing with an Isser D'Rabbanan? What if you want the kid to violate an Isser D'Rabbanan? So, the Ritva says, V'yeish omer mirabotei, this is back in source 3, to be surm shel divrayim, machtina luchad adarga, machtina also be adayim. And if the kid is not yet to the age of chinuch, we'll get to the age of chinuch issue in a second, but the Ritva quotes some of his rebbeim, and that you can be more makel when it comes to yisurim d'rabbanan. And then the Ritva says that I disagree. Now who's his rebbeim? One of his rebbeim is the Rashba. The Rashba in source 5 writes, you could tell him to eat the non-kosher food. Okay, so he goes through a whole cheshbon and he brings a few rayas, and then he says that even though there's normally a concern, what's the concern? It's if you tell him to, you tell him that he's going to violate Mitzvah, he's going to come and he's going to think that it's permissible to do it for the rest of his life. So he says no, because lo shayach hamilas nizach al bedavar she'ino lo tzara hatira al tzara gadol. So asila misra, meaning the question of something bad happening in the future, that's only when it's for the needs of the adult. But if it's for the needs of the kid, that's okay. So Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about this. If you have, let's say, the eruv falls down, so we can only build an eruv in a reshus harav and rabbanon, meaning a carmelist. A carmelist is. It means that if you are able to build an Eruv, that we don't consider the whole area to be a bona fide Rosh Hashanah. So carrying in there anyways on Drabbanan, and we're able to put up strings to make an Eruv. So let's say the Eruv falls down, and you want to bring your sitter to shul. So Kivega discusses, maybe can you get the kid to carry, which is only Drabbanan, to carry the sitter to shul for you. So he says the following, that if you look at the Ritva says that anything you're going to, even if, I'm sorry, the Rashba. The Rashba's Mekel, if you're going to be Mako like the Rashba, it has to be something that's Lesara Hatinok. So if you're going to say, tell the kid, you know, bring the sitter to shul, and you use it a little bit, and then you want, you know, and the kid is primarily bringing it for himself, and then you want to use it after, that's fine. But if the kid can't read, and he never ever uses a sitter, and he even just left the sitter, so that's a problem. So the Ksav Sofer asks, Ksav Sofer was Rabbi Yehuda's grandson. So he asked the following question. Why is it that if the kid is bringing it for himself, that solves the problem? Why does that solve the problem? We're worried about what the kid's going to do in the future. So is it because the kid realizes that if it's for himself, he'll know that when he's older, that they only let him do it because it was his own needs? Or is it that the kid's needs kind of outweigh this concern that in the future he's going to end up, thinking that it's mutter? So what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is if there's a really important mitzvah that the kid can use the kid for to, let's say, you know, a bris milah is going to be canceled if you don't carry the knife to the baby or bring the baby to the knife, whatever. The knife and the baby are in two separate places. So if you say that the asila misra concern is mitigated because it's for the kid's own benefit, and the kid will realize that when he's older, so then even if it's a great mitzvah, he wouldn't be allowed to do it. But if the concern is, meaning if it's not really, a con- meaning if the concern of the needs of the kid override the concern that later on he's going to grow up thinking something else, so maybe for a great mitzvah he could also do that. So that's a shaila. Now, La Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch in Source 11, Paskins, that you cannot give a kid an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Drabanan. The Bir Halacha in Source 12 points out the Rashba and the Ran and Rabbi Akiva Eiger that the important point is that if you are going to be a Mekel, not that he's endorsing it fully, but if for those who want to be more Heter and be Mekel, they should at least know that it has to be for the needs of the kid. It can't be for the needs of an adult. The last point I want to make is what happened to chinuch, meaning we're trying to teach our kids. Asila misrach is more of like a specific concern. What about the broader concern here that, is this a way to educate our kids? So Tosha says the whole sugya about whether you're allowed to let a kid do a malach and not a malach, that whole sugya is when the kid is not of an age of chinuch, lo yigil chinuch. Once he gets the age of chinuch, all bets are off. Okay? The Rambam writes, Apa Pishaim Beisim Mitzvah in Lafrisha Sakota, Mitzvah Lav Ligarbo Lafrisha Del Hanka Bekdusha, Shenemar Chanoch Lanar Al Pidarko. So the Rambam says that the sugya is not talking about a father. The sugya is talking about other people. So if another person sees a kid violating an avera, so that you're allowed, that you're allowed to kind of look the other way. And then there's a question, if he's doing it more directly. So if he's doing it al das aviv, well, it could be that if somebody else is involved in getting this kid to do it al das aviv, or, you know, to feed him actually be adayim. So that doesn't have to be the father. That could be anybody. But the father himself has a mitzvah chinuch, so obviously all bets are off when it comes to the father, when it comes to other people, not. And then the Rashba has a different teretz. So we have Tosus who says that it has to be higil, that the whole sugya is somebody who's not higil. The Rambam splits between the father and everybody else, and then the Rashba says there's no mitzvah chinuch by mitzvah slosa say. And when it comes to negative commandments, there's a concern of osi l'mitzvah. There's a concern that the kid, from this specific event, you may learn later on that something is mutter or aser, but there's no specific mitzvah chinuch in the broader sense when it comes to negative commandments. So the parents have to make sure that the kid, when he gets to be bar mitzvah, he knows what he's doing, and then there are other parameters. Whether you obviously can't, you can't ask him to do malacha or anything like that, but that's a unique sheet of the Rashba that there is no mitzvah chinuch by mitzvah. Okay.